This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so here's another part of why that jobs report this morning was so surprising. This economy, as Neela and Heather alluded to, does kind of have a lot going for it right now. Trillions of dollars in relief payments, aid for small businesses as well, state and local governments. The Fed is literally, to quote Jay Powell here, not even talking about raising interest rates. And we're gaining ground against the pandemic. So if you really need to create jobs, which we still do, down 8 million from the before times as we are, what do you do now? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Not everyone thought job growth was going gangbusters in April. Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG, which is a Marketplace underwriter, told me last week he wasn't seeing any big uptick. He says the reason's not complicated.
I think it's human life is impeding the full recovery here, right? People have adjusted. They've adjusted their childcare options. They've adjusted their schedules. They've adjusted their lifestyle. We should start to see a lot more job growth come September, because that's the turn of the new school calendar.
Another thing that'll change in the fall, $300 a week federal pandemic jobless benefits run out. Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research says that money could be keeping some service workers from taking low-wage jobs right now.
People working for $10 an hour or less, you're getting more money not working than working. Most people, I think, want to work, and they also know that the benefits expire. So end of August, you're out of luck.
And there's the pandemic, still with us and worrying us. John Lear at Morning Consult says it's actually people who are so far refusing to get vaccinated who are holding back the economic rebound the most. Lear says one key to recovery,
finding a way to convince folks who are vaccine holdouts or vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated.
Finally, this global pandemic thing is uncharted territory, says Daniel Zhao at Glassdoor.
I think economists have been repeatedly humbled through this crisis. We just don't have a good historical reference point to predict how the economy is going to recover.
Zhao is confident we will arrive at full recovery, but the ride may be long and bumpy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.